Hello, everybody from Beverly Hills, California. This is Ted Bell here at Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. And we're at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm Ted Bell.
And Jay Settles.
And Jay Settles is joining us today here at Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. Let me just say something. I want to just say something. I've had a very difficult time here. The summer months were not very kind to Ted Bell, and we had some promotions that...
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
Yes, I am sure. We had some promotions that, quite frankly, were an absolute disaster. But I'm here with you folks today, and I thank you for joining us. This is one of a series of roundtables we do here at Ted's of Beverly Hills in the community interest. We're going to have with us today Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and then I guess later on, what are we doing?
Later on, we got Phil Henry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Later, Phil,
Mr. Henry's back at the studio.
Yeah, Phil Henry's back at the studio. He'll be talking to Art Griego. The theme of today's show, for all of you good people here in Ted's of Beverly Hills, here in Beverly Hills.
They already know where the restaurant is.
At Ted's of Beverly Hills. The theme of the show today is weather, the inclement weather, the terrible hurricane that we have in South Florida, or in Florida, and how Jay Santos would deal with that, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and also how Art Griego would fly into it. Is that it?
Yeah, it's Art Griego. It's like...
Art Griego is going to be talking to Phil about flying in that kind of weather, especially hurricane chasing.
Yeah. Oh, hurricane chasing. All right. But first, I want to introduce, ladies and gentlemen, to you a guy that we know very well, a man who's been on our show before, and a man who's been on Phil's show before. He is gracing the stage here at Ted's of Beverly Hills for the very first time to talk with us about this weather in Florida and dealing with the safety matters that it presents, dealing with getting to people and helping people, and how we can all try to help each other here in the middle of this this inclement weather that's happening here with the global warming and so on and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jay Santos. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay.
You're Jay.
I know that. I want to thank all of you for stopping in here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's my great pleasure to be here. It's been a tough three or four years since we've had some atmospheric rivers flowing through California, and I've taken a little bit of heat. I was featured on Mr. Henry's one-man show.
And what did you think of that?
What I thought of it was, you know what? I'll say this. It's great if you like having your pants pulled down in front of about 200 people. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Was there anything positive about it?
Well, was there anything positive about it? I tried to tell everybody at the show there, and wherever I go, whatever I do, and wherever I am and whatever I do, I try to tell people that we're here to save lives, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, let's talk, Jay. You've taken an awful lot of heat for your methods that are very controversial. We don't want to get into Peep Tom or Tom Peep or any of that stuff.
No, I don't.
And giving people citations for wearing... what you call thong, when the women are, their butts are... We're not going to do that.
Well, you're talking about it being officially nude?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to talk about that. We want to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, our efforts at saving lives. That's the most important thing I think we can do.
Yeah. All right, so Jay, let's get back into the conversation regarding how you you explained it the other night on the show, how you like to assess a situation. Now that was the atmospheric river in Los Angeles where you were in your home and you saw a woman in a car.
Yeah, I think I explained that.
No, I know that, but let's talk about what you would do in a hurricane and what you're doing specifically, you and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, to deal with Hurricane Milton.
Thank you very much, Ted. Hurricane Milton is probably going to be one of the strongest hurricanes what has ever been. I'm sorry.
Is that dumb tongue?
No, it's not dumb tongue. He's just nervous.
I'm just a little nervous. Hurricane Milton is one of the strongest hurricanes we've ever had. But I want to assure everybody that when Jay Sanos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police go out and deal with a dangerous situation where there are lives to save, where there are lives on the line, and the hurricane, if you will, is a person that thinks it's going to pull my pants down, is never going to happen. Not never.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Jay, when you talk about the hurricane, you're talking about the Citizens Auxiliary Police together doing the job.
That is exactly right. We're not going to have no hurricane pull our pants down. Yeah.
You talked at the show the other night about how some of these women that you were dealing with at the beach who had no underwear on or whatever it was.
Those are the thong bathing suit.
Yeah, the thong. You said one of them pulled your pants down.
They did. This is what we encounter when some people think that I don't have the authority, and they come up behind me and they yank my pants down.
You said sometimes you're not wearing underwear.
All right, we don't need to get into this.
We don't need to get into it.
Yeah, no, it's sometimes, no, there were a couple occasions where I was not wearing underwear, and yet I dealt with it. I dealt with it. Thank you.
So on to Hurricane Milton.
On to Hurricane Milton. So what we have decided to do, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is I've taken a look at the bandwidth. I've taken a look at the winds. Now, we have the Florida Auxiliary Gator Brigade.
That is the Florida sister agency?
That is the Florida sister agency to the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Florida Auxiliary Gator Brigade is already spread out. They have fanned out across the state, and they are getting ready at a minute's notice to aid people in evacuation, to aid people in getting clean, good, clean, you know, fresh, cool drinking water. Some of it can, you know, to try to get some ice drinking water if possible, or iced tea.
What do you mean by iced tea? Are you?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, we're there at the ready to get people what they need in terms of fresh, to get a fresh, you know, a fresh drink.
Well, you're getting water.
Yeah, we're getting water. We also stand at the ready to help people evacuate, to transport people to higher ground, to drier areas. We're there to help with homes that may become compromised in terms of the windows or doors. We can help out that way. But mostly, the Citizens Auxiliary Police is there. We're there because we want to save lives, and that's what it's all about for us.
All right, yeah.
Very good, Jay. Jay, to that end, a lot of people have talked about the show the other night where you were talking about how you do assess before you move in, and in the instance of that woman that was in front of your house in her car that was being flooded, L.A. Fire got there first.
All right, well, this is something. People, I'll tell you what, am I right or am I wrong, folks? And I'm not saying you, Ms. Gray. I'm just saying that people, if they can get up behind you and hook their thumbs in your belt and pull your pants down, they're going to do it in a minute's notice.
Well, Ms. Gray's not doing that.
No, I know you're not doing that, Ms. Gray. I'm saying that that's what happened the other night. What I want to say is this. We have assessed the situation with Hurricane Milton, and we will be flying we're going to fly somewhere where it's not Florida because they've got a hurricane going on there.
Well, what are you going to do, drive in?
We're probably going to fly to Mississippi or maybe to Atlanta. And then we will drive down as far as we can go as we assess. If the winds get too heavy.
But you mentioned a lot of times, Mr. Sanos, that it may get hairy.
Yeah, if it gets a little hairy.
And what does that mean?
Well, all I'm saying is we're going to go in. We're going to rescue people. We, as I said the other night, where there's trouble, a lot of people run away. Citizens Auxiliary Police goes at it. We go, yeah, we go right at the trouble. If, let's say you're trouble, bud, this is me coming at you.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't scare you?
Not really, no.
Well, imagine, just never mind.
Just pretend it did, bud.
Okay.
So we'll come at you. We'll be driving in from Atlanta, myself, subcommander. We'll have two cars. We'll have five subcommanders each, plus myself, a Brigadier Admiral, plus Major Elvis Newton, which would be 12 people.
Now, is that the entire complement of the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Is that the what?
Is that the entire complement?
Is that the number of people?
Oh, yeah, it is. That's the total number of this. So we have 10 subcommanders. I'm a Brigadier Admiral, and we also have Major Elvis Newton.
And you'll be driving in from Atlanta.
Yeah, people will, if you see two cars and you see a whole lot of pith helmets in each car, and we'll all be wearing shades, it's the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We'll also have signs, magnet signs on the side of the cars that say Citizens Auxiliary Police, Southern California. And we'll be rolling in.
Now, does the state of Georgia have a auxiliary police?
It has, yes, it has the Georgia Unlimited Police Squad Platoon. Which
what is that again?
It's the Georgia Unlimited Police Squad Platoon. It's like the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Only it's Georgia.
Only it's basically it's Atlanta.
All right, Jay Santos is with us, and we'll get some questions here from the audience. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Santos, hi.
Hi, sir.
What you said the other night, that if it was too hairy, you pivot and you go back for more chicken broth.
Well, okay. What we do, and I'm glad you asked that question, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What we do is we assess the situation, and I will do a 180 pivot. I'll walk back to my wife. I'll have her hit me again with some chowder. I'll pivot again.
Well, what do you mean by pivot? Sir, let him answer the question.
Yeah, let him answer the question.
All right.
What I mean is I do a military turn. The foot goes behind me, and then I go, yeah, I just turn, I twist, what we call twivel. I don't know how it's done. They do it in the military, and we do it the way it looks like they do it.
Okay.
And so we pivot, I get more chowder, I go back.
All right, but when you get to Florida and the people are in the storm, yeah, what are you going to do then?
We're going to park. What are we going to do? We're going to park the car. We'll look and see if anyone needs transportation out of the area. We're going to set up a tent where we've got a good stove going. Where we've got broth. We'll have beef broth and bean broth.
Well, this broth, is this an outdoor kitchen for all of the people?
For all of what people?
All of the people you'll be saving.
It's going to be primarily, we'll have a tent set up where we'll bring people back. We'll give them ice water. And we have mints.
You have mints.
That's right. Look, the biggest job the Citizens Auxiliary Police can do is to save lives, okay?
Yeah, but you're giving them mints.
So? So what? Some of these people haven't had a thing to eat in weeks.
So the first thing you give them is a mint.
It's what we have. What we're going to bring with us is just basic caloric content, okay?
Well, there must be something other than mints.
We got loaves of bread, mints, whatever we can bring with us from California, we're going to bring with us. So we will set up our tent.
What about doing the beef broth?
I'm sorry?
What about giving people the beef broth?
The beef broth and the clam and the chowder and the corn chowder is for us. It's for the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We need that as a way of A, brain food so we can assess and make a clear determination as to what we need to do to relax and get ready to go, as I said, go right at the trouble. You know? Relax, go right at the trouble. Like I said, we just go, right at the trouble, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. You guys act like it's...
No, we're not acting like anything. You just say, okay, then what?
Then, as I say, if there's a manhandler stew left over, we'll have that. Then we go to the people, and we go, do you need a lift?
Well, where are these people?
Most of them are probably out of their homes. They're wrapped in towels and blankets. They don't have any transportation. We go along, we pick them up, we bring them back to the tent.
Where you have mints and water.
We have mints, oh boy. We have mints, we have bread. I don't understand.
It seems, Jay, that you guys are having the broth and you're giving people mints and bread.
We have a lot of stuff that we're going to give them. Okay, how's this? Donuts? Is that any good?
Well, it's not as good as...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, we got donuts, yeah. So we're going to have a lot. And then we take those people, we transport them to the shelters, we transport them to other areas where they may have another residence. We get them away from the dangerous areas.
Do you do any work on automobiles? Do you help people?
Well, we'll help. We'll tow some of the cars out of the area after a quick assessment. Every single act that the Citizens Auxiliary Police gun do in Florida we will first assess. That means we triple C, assess, triple C, move in. Yeah, that's how the Citizens Auxiliary Police works in these situations.
Can you define what triple C is?
Triple C is cup of corn chowder, assess, cup of corn chowder, move in.
All right, with every at, you have corn chowder.
Well, corn chowder, we have, I don't know why you're making a big deal out of it.
It doesn't sound.
I'm not this juvenile, but you can see Bell and Bud.
Bell? Oh, man, it's my restaurant. Hey, folks, what do you think about Margaret Gray calling me Bell, okay? Do you think she has the right?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
So what's the problem?
Well, you're talking about corn chowder. I don't know, it's a family show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You're talking about...
All right, so you guys load up on corn chowder, I guess.
What are you talking about, man?
It sounds graphically sexual. You're talking about sucking a guy's...
All right, and thank you very much, Jay Santos. Well, here's another question.
Hello, Jay. My name is Davin, and I wanted to just ask you, was that lady okay in front of your house, the lady that was getting flooded out of her car?
She was. The LA fire came along LAPD.
Well, what did you do as you watched? Did you continue eating the... I think you said you were having a clam chowder?
My wife hit me again with the clam chowder, yeah.
So did you ever really do anything other than pivot back for more?
I pivoted. I had the clam and I had corn chowder. I pivoted back.
Do you gain any extra strength from corn chowder?
I don't understand the question, sir.
Well, you guys, you eat corn chowder, you assess... You eat corn chowder. And I wonder if there's anybody here in the audience that finds that almost sexually perverse in a way. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is sexually perverse?
Everything with corn chowder is all I'm saying.
All right. Is that your question, sir?
Yeah, that's my question.
All right. Well, let me clear something up for all you good people. I'm Jay Santos of Citizens Auxiliary Police. Along with 10 officers... of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, myself, Major Elvis Newton, we're going down to Florida. We're going to assess. We will have a tent set up. Yeah, and if I feel like having some clam chowder, if I feel like having corn chowder, you better believe I'm going to be face deep in a mug of that shit.
So just don't even...
Wow. What's your language, please?
Well, I'm just sick of it. And I'll tell you something else, too. As a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer, no one's going to come up and pull my pants down. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Jay, so what I'm getting here, I think what the audience is getting, is that you are going to go down to Florida, you're going to help people find shelter, you're going to help people find transportation, you're going to give them warmth. You have mints, bread.
We have mints, bread, donuts. We're going to have milk for the kids. We'll have soft drinks.
Are you going to share any of the clam or corn chowder with people?
You know, we get that question every year that we are doing this kind of emergency work. And I just wonder, what's that about anyway, you know?
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you share it?
Why wouldn't I share it? We sit and relax and assess. It's the one time in my life that I can get away from things.
You can get away from things, sit, eat some corn chowder, and no one's pulling your pants down.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I want to thank Jay for being with us. I also want to thank all of you. Phil Henry is back at the Phil Henry Show Studios. This is Ted Bell. What is that?
Bits of music.
Ted Bell here from Tens of Beverly Hills, and thank you very much.
The mic's still live.
What?
The mic is live.
Holy.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
We'll be right back.
This is Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, reminding you that a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show allows you to have access to all the shows that Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police was on, so you can listen without no bias, without being prejudiced, without being told what to do and how to do it. You can listen to the shows that I was on, and you can determine for yourself that at no time did we allow anyone to be in harm's way. At no time did we allow anybody not to be saved. At no time did we not be looking out for the protections and the rights of the citizens of Southern California. And I find it pretty low that Mr. Henry, every time I'm on a show, tries to pants me.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Keep Jay's pants on.
Now back in the studios at Phil Hendry Show at El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
Thanks very much, Bud. Everybody at Tenza Beverly Hills, thank you for filling in and interviewing Jay Santos for us. It was an important interview to be done because we had an awful lot of people who were simply a little bit agog and aghast at Jay's methods. I know this has almost been like a Jay Santos week, and with me is General Shaw. You came immediately over from Tenza Beverly Hills.
Yes, I did.
You got here pretty fast.
Yeah, well, that's what I do.
Let me ask you, are you still out there breaking the speed limit?
Let me tell you something, Phil. If there's no cops around, and there aren't any cops around, I don't think I'm breaking any speed limit.
Well, if it says, the speed limit is 55,
I don't care. I see guys going 80, 90, 100 miles an hour out there. There's no police presence on the freeways of Southern California.
Well, I know that that's bullcrap because I see them all the time.
You don't see them all the time. You notice them when you do see them, but you don't see them all the time.
Well, there's more.
You think there's more cops out there?
Since the pandemic kind of began to fade away a little bit, yeah, there's more cops out there. I realize what you're saying. I don't want to get into a big discussion. I realize what you're saying. There's not as much police presence as there was, but I don't think that I don't think it's safe.
Well, I got over here, didn't I?
You did. General Shaw got from Tenza Beverly Hills over here to Ventura. It took you about 20 minutes. That's hauling ass.
That's right.
All right. On the program today, as you know, we had Jay, and we were talking about what he does. There's very, very seriously inclement weather down south in my old stomping grounds in my old home state of Florida, where I had a big part of my career took place, and where Jackie lives, you know, and she's down there dealing with Hurricane Milton.
Now, is she doing? Is she boarding up things or what?
Well, what she's doing is she's doing all the due diligence that homeowners do, you know, making sure the windows are secure, making sure she has drinking water. I said to her, I mentioned this in the pre-show, I offered to fly her to California, you know.
Just to get away from it.
Just to get away from it, yeah. And she said, no, because she's got animals to take care of, and she doesn't want to be away from her home. She wants to make sure that it's okay. And the thing about Jackie is she's lived through a lot of hurricanes, you know, because she was in television news, and she's lived in Florida for, good God, over 40 years now. She's originally from Sacramento, that she decided, no, man, I'm going to stay here and see it out. So I'll probably be on the phone with her. What is this? Today's Tuesday?
Yeah, the storm is supposed to hit Florida. I mean, the bulk of the storm is supposed to hit Florida tonight.
I mean, it's going to slam into Tampa. It's a freaking... It was a Category 5 in the middle of the Gulf, and I think it's lessened to a 4. And I think it's going to be a... with luck, it'll be down to a 3 by the time it gets into the middle of the state, and then who knows, you know. But, yeah, it's definitely not anything to trifle with. So we had Jay talking about that and kind of clearing up a lot of stuff. There was a lot of misgivings about... You know, what he does with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a lot of confusion. With me from Santa Monica now is Art Griego. Art is a former commercial pilot, does some private freight and passenger hauling now. And I wanted to ask you, Art, about flying in this kind of weather. Because, you know, I'd offer to fly Jackie out here ahead of the storm.
Yeah, I understand that, Phil. And I know you have mentioned... having flown out of Florida in tropical storm conditions.
Yeah, I did back in '95.
Yeah. Pilots do it. They do it all the time. We fly in all kinds of weather. There's certain weather that you don't want to trifle with, I don't think. You don't want to say, well, I think I'll just fly right into the center of a tornado or something. You just don't want to do that. But there's inclement weather. And
What do you guys do? Do you just fly above the clouds?
Yeah, generally you try to get above the weather and you... mark a course. I'm above the weather now. I'll vector out, and I'll head on a heading that's away from the winds and the storm, and you try to, you know, adjust the altitude to get away from it.
Now, when you are flying, and you have said, Art, that, you know, and much to the surprise and to the annoyance of other pilots, you say that pilots don't really know how a plane flies.
Well, to the annoyance of what pilots?
Pilots that I've talked to.
Well, Phil, let me tell you something. Every pilot knows how to fly a plane. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying how the plane gets up in the air. I don't want to get into it. You and I have talked about this before.
No, we have, but what I want to do is take that
information that you have about how you're not really sure how a plane flies, you just know how to fly it. How do you fly a plane in the middle of a storm or trying to get away from a storm like a Hurricane Milton?
Well, what you do, every pilot that flies isn't really sure how the plane gets up in the air, okay?
And you're sticking with that one, huh?
Who's that, General Shaw?
Yeah, it's General Shaw. You're sticking with this notion that they don't know why the plane flies.
General Shaw, do I tell you how to throw a hand grenade into a hut full of women and children?
I had to kick your ass around the block. Wait a minute. Wait, that's uncalled for.
I'm sorry. I mean, this.
What an asshole, man.
Well, you're always breaking my chops about this stuff.
I'm asking you a question I think is a valid question. And that is, are you really trying to get us to believe that pilots don't know why planes fly?
I don't care what you believe. How about that?
Okay, let's just be friends here. Do you mind?
Well, the guy is always, you know.
I know what the guy's always doing, and General, I understand what you're saying. I happen to agree with the General, but we won't go down that road. When you're flying, and you're flying in a tropical storm, or you're flying in a hurricane, how are you dealing with that when you say that pilots don't know how it is that planes get up in the air, they just know how to fly?
What you're doing, Phil, is you're just using your mind over what is really not an intelligent system. Some people, Hurricane Andrew, Hurricane Milton, Hurricane Helene, Hurricane Ian, we give these things names and we fool ourselves into thinking that they have actual personalities and brains, you know. Uh-oh, Milton's going to turn this way and Milton's going to do that. We fake ourselves into believing we're dealing with an intelligent being.
You're serious?
Are you serious about that?
Yes, I'm serious about that. Yes, I'm serious, but we'll take a look at all the news coverage. Hey, Milton's here. He's doing this and he's doing that. What it does, if you gentlemen would just go with this, because I happen to know, what it does is it creates a mindset in a lot of pilots that this is not just a weather system. This is a person. If you'll forgive my language, Phil.
Go ahead.
This is a person trying to fuck with them.
What are you so angry about?
Three guesses.
Art, we're sorry. We're sorry about doubting what you say is the reality of pilots. And I did give you the freedom to use that language, but I wish I hadn't.
I understand, but I just, you know, you got these pilots think that a weather system is there to mess with their minds and to make them look like 100 yards of asshole.
All right, so how do you deal with that?
How do I deal with it?
You're talking about a hurricane that has a personality. And the mindset is it's a man.
The mindset is it's an intelligent being. What I do is I get up in the air. I know I'm headed toward a weather system that's a hurricane or a tropical storm. It has a name. Maybe it's Hurricane or Tropical Storm Bob or Hurricane or Tropical Storm Gordon, like the one you flew into, Phil. And I simply grab the yoke with both hands. I realize that I've got this storm to deal with. I look straight ahead at the coming storm system, and I just tell it in my mind, I tell it, you are nothing to me. You are not going to impede my travel tonight. You are not going to impede the travel of the passengers that I have entrusted to me. You are nothing. You are nothing. And then I move, then we go on our merry way that way.
What is that you did there at the end?
It's just, it's like a war call. I'll say to the hurricane, I want nothing to do with you. Get away from me. Ah!
Okay, so you're putting yourself in a kind of a frame of mind.
Yeah, it's a frame of mind where you are saying to the hurricane, good for you, you're 180 mile per hour winds and all of that. You know, I'm not impressed with you. You know what I do? Let me tell you what. You know what I do with all of your... vaunted features, Mr. Hurricane, I blow my nose right into whatever it is you think you are. Ah! And you do this throughout the trip.
All right, so are you sitting in the cockpit doing this?
Look, Phil, you know, in general, you guys are wasting my time. If you want to sit here and break my chops?
No. We're asking this. We're not pilots.
This is a very unusual procedure. I'm willing to believe you, Art. I've just never heard of anything like this.
Well, it is what I do. It's what a lot of pilots ought to do.
Do you know other pilots that do this?
I don't know, Phil. It's what I do. Here comes a hurricane, 180 miles an hour. You know what I do with all of your power and strength, Mr. Hurricane? I blow my nose. I take you and blow my nose into you.
So you those are the words you use.
You say I take you and I blow my nose into you.
Yeah.
And then you go, ah.
I do it better than you did, General.
All right, I get the general idea. Art Griego is our special guest, a pilot who's talking about flying into hurricanes, flying into tropical storms. And again, you are a pilot who tells us that pilots don't really know how it is that planes get up in the air. You just know that they do.
We know that they do. And let me tell you something, Phil. We know how to fly them. We know how to. I can fly an airplane, excuse my language, Phil, right up the ass of a camel and out his mouth, and not one person would wake up from their nap. That's how good I am. So that when I say that here comes a storm.
And wait, and you go, yeah! What's that do? Does the storm get scared and run away? What'd you say?
Nothing.
I'm going to let you go, Art.
Yeah, you do that. You let me go. I come on your program every time, Phil, and I try to tell you the reality for pilots, and you got this General Shaw. Speaking of blowing your nose into a man's pride, blowing your nose into a man's self-esteem, blowing your nose directly into a man's career experience, that's Galen Shaw right there.
I'm sorry, Art, I didn't mean to do that.
No, you did. You took my self-esteem, you took my career experience, you took the many years that I've been flying, you put them up to your nose, and you blew your nose into them.
You laughing?
Maybe. This is it, Phil, because I really...
Art Griego, a pilot.
Yeah, pilot and jackass.
On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I want to thank Ted Bell for making available Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight for his interview with Jay Santos. Thank you, Margaret and Bud, for holding the fort down there at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Thank you, General, for hauling ass over here and helping me out from the restaurant.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Jay Santos and Art Griego, for being a part of our show tonight. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.